Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of lifestyle and culture news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Q&A with Leon Pinkett Thurr, Executive Director and CEO of the Baltimore Arts Realty Corp. Leon Pinkett Thurr, Executive Director and CEO of Baltimore Arts Realty Corporation, discusses the organization's mission to create spaces for artists in Baltimore. By focusing on intentional and collaborative development strategies, BARCO aims to support the creative economy as a driver of inclusive growth. Pinkett emphasizes the importance of community engagement and ensuring that every project reflects the needs of the people it serves. Drawing on successful projects like Open Works and Motor House, BARCO adapts its approach to meet the unique needs of Baltimore while sharing lessons with other cities. Pinkett sees opportunities for cities to embrace arts-driven development, support small-scale manufacturers, and prioritize mixed-use projects that integrate arts and culture. By supporting artists and organizations that aspire to own their spaces, BARCO aims to lead in blending arts, real estate, and entrepreneurship to create lasting impact.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.